It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
Hello, out in Radio Land, are you out there? This is the Great B speaking to you from Mr. B's Neighborhood. I'd like to try to think of different ways to start the program. What'd you think of that? Well, I don't really care. Anyway, I'm glad that you are with me today to further explore the wonderful wealth of people that we have in the North Iowa area. So if you want to really meet somebody of value, all you have to do is talk to your neighbors. And one of my neighbors is Brad Jones. Brad Jones. Hello, Brad Jones.
Hello.
That's Brad Jones. And he is the principal at Fort City Elementary. And Brad, I have wanted to have you on the program because I want to ask you some questions. Okay. You sign an affidavit saying that you would answer any question honestly and truthfully.
That I did, except for anything that involves top secret information.
Okay. Well, there you go. Another hypocrite. Okay. So, folks, the first question I have for Mr. Brad is, Mr. Brad, how long have you been involved with the Fort City Community Schools? When were you a novice when you came here? What did you teach? Where did you teach? And then you disappeared for a while, and then you came back. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think the first time I was here, I was a eighth grade science teacher, and I think that was back in 98. And then I believe I left in 02, May of 02, because I became a high school, middle school principal in Wisconsin for a year, and then I was a middle school principal up in Grantsburg, Wisconsin for about another 10 years. So I was in Wisconsin for 11 years and then came back in 2013, where I was a high school assistant principal and activities director for 3 years, and I think for the past 6 years I've been at the elementary as principal.
So why did you leave Wisconsin? Didn't you enjoy the cheese there? What was it?
We really enjoyed Wisconsin. Hey, I did. It's funny you say the cheese. We did love the cheese. Our small town up there had a dairy, and had very famous cheese. In fact, I think the grocery store down here used to have that cheese and everything. Burnett Dairy was the dairy up there. Our kids were at the age where they're starting to get into athletics and programming, and mm-hmm. just a little, it was about 3 hours away from family, and so we wanted to get back down to Iowa where our mm-hmm. families were from. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. So then when you came back, you were the activities director at the high school.
Correct.
And I had the pleasure of working with you at that time. So what were some of your duties as an activities director? Is that too big a question?
No, that's something
I guess you direct activities.
Correct.
I
mean, it involved, a lot of it was, scheduling, a lot of it was sports, and then the arts and stuff. I would say that a lot of the arts runs itself, it was pretty much scheduling that. But the athletic side of things is a beast from a scheduling and then, making sure everything runs okay and everything. So mm-hmm. so that it took a lot of time.
Oh, I bet it did. Mm-hmm. Now, did that involve your presence, so to speak, at quite a few of those events then, too?
Correct. It's, you try to be at as many of the home events and then any of the big the large away events as possible, mm-hmm. That you can. And then the as far as the arts go, the concerts and the productions mm-hmm. and stuff you want to be at and everything. And so, yeah, it was your nights were often heavily involved.
Oh, I bet they were. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a 9-to-5, huh?
Definitely not. No.
All right. So then you transformed yourself into then a principal at the elementary. Now, how is that different from being a classroom teacher and an activities director?
Well,
is there a difference?
Well, first of all, I mean, yeah. I never had, as a teacher, I did not have that elementary experience. I think up in Wisconsin, I was a 4-8 middle school principal, and so I did have a little bit of that upper elementary mm-hmm. experience, but the lower elementary was definitely a different beast, and it's taken me a while to get used to it, but now that I've been doing it for a while, it's something that is probably my favorite position I've had.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The energy of the kids is just amazing.
Yes.
I greet the kids every morning, and I can come into work grumpy. But then 7:45, when we open our doors mm-hmm. and I start greeting kids, mm-hmm. those kids, my grumpiness goes away. Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So unlike being a principal at a high school, you probably have young people who maybe come to your office and sit in your chair with you, or is it a whole different type of relationship, would you say, with students?
It is. You know, it's a lot of it is a lot of social mm-hmm. Learning pieces mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. students that visit me for not always positive reasons.
Oh, right,
And stuff. And so it's just because they struggle socially. And,
yes,
and
yes,
a lot
yes,
of it is
yes.
not knowing how to play school. And whereas yes. in the upper grade levels, it's because mm-hmm. a lot of times they're choosing to not play school. Whereas in the lower elementary, they just don't know how. And from a social aspect and mm-hmm. everything. And so it's mm-hmm. it's a delicate task and everything. And so, and they're little and you know, so you take that into consideration when you're talking with them. and stuff. So, but you know, you still got to hold them accountable. So,
that's so true. So, with the young people, like you said, you greet them at the door every day. I'm sure that gives you a real high, so to speak, to make that connection. I always found that with teaching too, that you could easily walk into the building and you think, oh, I've got all this to do and whatever. But when the first students came in, it's like, this is what I'm here for.
It does.
I feel better.
You know, I remember my elementary days. I did not like school. I did not like elementary school. In fact, I lived about 2 blocks away. My mom, when I was in kindergarten, first grade, did daycare. And so there was a number of times where I ran away from school and would end up back at home. And so I remember, and I'd fake being sick. I mean, I had the greatest.
What?
Yes, come up with the greatest strep throat cough in the world and get out of school pretty easily. So I know all the tricks and stuff. And so I get how some of the kids just don't like being in school and stuff. And so it's important to me when I see those kids coming in to be excited, greet them with a smile, let them know that I want them here. I'm excited for them to be here, and I care about them.
So you know I'm going to ask you the question, what made you decide to go into education then? what changed there, buddy? What was it?
That's a really good question.
I knew it would be.
My dad was a teacher and a coach.
Okay.
And, you know, when I was in high school, the last thing I wanted to do was be a teacher. Mm-hmm. And then I went to UNI and I went through corporate fitness. So basically I wanted to work for corporations as a fitness director at that time. And I went and 4 years and did my internship at Mercy Hospital as a fitness person, and
yes,
graduated and realized I didn't like my major and didn't really know what I wanted to do. But
sure.
In college, I did a couple of coaching stints. I taught swimming lessons, and what I liked was working with kids, and that's what satisfied me personally. And I was going to go get my – I had my car loaded up. I was heading down to Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, for grad school. And right before I left, the night before, my dad said, you know, I never wanted to pressure you, but I always thought you'd be a good teacher. And so I drove down to Mobile, and the next day I drove back. And got into, I took a semester off, and then got into, went back to get my education degree.
What an interesting story. My goodness. And so then when you were student teaching, you knew it was a good fit for you?
Yes.
Some people get to that point and they're like, uh-oh. I don't know if I want to do this.
Yes, ended up being a health education major with a science minor, and so I did my student teaching and coaching at Appleton Parkersburg, and so I got to coach football under Ed Thomas and stuff, and
wow.
So what a great experience
yes.
That was and
yeah.
stuff, and yeah. so had a really good student teaching experience and coaching experience, and kind of let us off on the right foot there.
How long did you say you were a middle school teacher?
Let's see, about 6 years. I was a 6 year, and that was in a number of different districts.
Okay.
I started out in St. Clair, Missouri for a year. That's a little, about 40 minutes southwest of St. Louis.
Okay.
Then I was in Newton for a year before coming up to Forest City.
Oh my goodness.
So, yeah, I had a really good experience. I loved, teaching in Forest City, and had great friends. And when we went up to Wisconsin, we said if we ever came back to Iowa, we were looking at somewhere Forest City or Osage or Cedar Falls, something like that, were communities we wanted to get back to.
So that's always a question I have for, might as well get it out of the way now, Brad, that I have for all my guests is why have you, and I think you've someone answered this already, Brad, is why have you decided, you and your wife, to stay in the North Iowa area?
You know, I grew up in, actually, my first remembrance of life was in Buffalo Center. My dad was a teacher and football coach up there in early 70s.
Oh,
and then, but I went through school all through kindergarten through high school in Ackley. And then my wife is from Rockwell. And so we've always been pretty familiar with this area. And it's just a good area that to raise your kids. People are friendly. And with my son, he went out to West Point, and he's always made comments just about how people out east, it's just a different lifestyle, and how he people from the Midwest, and when you meet people and stuff. And so that's what North Iowa is all about, is that they care about each other. So it's just a good spot.
Thank you for that. All right, so that's going to lead me, now that you've told us a little bit about your educational background, tell us about your family. Where are they? How many children? What are they doing? What's happening?
Well, like what my wife and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think you should include her.
Yeah. my wife is she's a preschool teacher.
Yes.
I did not hire her. She was at the elementary prior to me getting there, and we met at UNI.
Oh,
stuff. Yeah. Actually prior to our senior year and everything, and so
goodness.
Yeah, and so we've been married around 27 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And yes. then our oldest yes. Jackson, he graduated from Forest City in 2018,
yes.
and just graduated West Point.
Oh my and gosh! Amazing.
He's graduating infantry officer school this week down at Fort Benning, and we'll start Ranger school after Christmas, and then Airborne, and then he'll join the 82nd Airborne Division when he's done with that.
Oh,
his stuff. And so
wow.
And then
wow.
Lindy is a 2012 20 grad of Four City, and she's at Allen College for sonography stuff. And then Kevin is a 2022 grad.
Yes, yes.
And is that a freshman at UNI and stuff. And then she just actually joined the Air Force Reserves and stuff. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
So what does that involve? Like every once a month? Or?
Once a month, yep. She, in fact, she a couple weekends ago, she went up to the Air Reserve unit up in the at the airport up in Minneapolis. And she'll be working on C-130s and stuff up there. So she'll go to basic training in the summer and stuff. So.
Oh, my gosh. And what was her major calling card for doing that?
Well, I would say, you know, she actually, she got into West Point and turned it down because I think she heard of the, I think her brother's stories kind of turned her off to West Point. And, she was looking to get into Air Force Academy and was going to reapply.
Yes.
And then she went to UNI and really liked UNI. Mm-hmm. But she also wanted that military piece. But, you know, the reserves are going to help pay for her schooling.
Absolutely.
So that's, she gets to do both. Mm-hmm. So
that's great, which leads me into my next question. Can you tell us about your military background then?
Sure. Actually, I was teaching, well, I'll start from the beginning. I was always interested in the military. I looked into it, looked into joining the Guard in high school, and I have a screw in my wrist from a football injury, and so they said, no, you can't join back then. And so it was something that I always looked into to still doing. And I was teaching here at Four City, and somebody told me, said, you can get a waiver. And so I looked into it, and they said, yeah, I could do it. And it's something that I knew I wanted to have some of that leadership experience, because I knew eventually I wanted to be a principal administrator. So as I was teaching here, I went to basic training, went through the OCS, the officer route, and finished that up while I was in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And went to an infantry officer basic course, and actually was injured down there. That's the course that my son's graduating right now. And
okay.
Had a couple surgeries out of that, and had my hearing pretty much shot from that, and stayed in 8 years and got out. I was in the Minnesota National Guard. And out of Rochester, and met a lot of good friends out of there, and enjoyed my time with it, and very proud, that's one of my personal prides was taking that challenge and going through with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are a man of many talents, Mr. Jones.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So you definitely see a big correlation between your military training and being a principal.
And vice versa.
Okay, they don't salute you or anything, though, do they, when they come into the building?
Well, some of the kids do. They do. I got a couple of them when I go into lunch, and they always salute, and if they salute me with the left hand, then I always correct them. They got to salute with the right hand and stuff. But I looked at, you know, when I was going through my military piece, I was a principal at the time too, and being a principal, making a lot of quick decisions, that also played into, you know, the military officers part and stuff. And so they fed off of each other, and I think I benefited from both at the same time.
I'm sure you did. Oh my goodness. So with all of that, then, with the little time you have left for yourself, if you have any time at all, what are some of your hobbies and interests, Brad? What do you like to do?
I my wife and I we snow ski in the winter. We downhill ski. We've gotten into that. And, you know, that's something that we both can do. Mm-hmm. And then most mornings, I get up usually around 4:20 in the morning to work out, because for me, it's a mental thing. It helps me out knowing that I get it out of the way, and I like exercising and staying healthy. And then we've both gotten into mountain biking recently in the summer, and doing that, and fed I guess both downhill skiing and mountain biking, you're on the edge of wiping out and having some good accidents and stuff, but that's kind of what I like. And so, yeah, we're doing spring break this year. That's where we're going down to Bentonville, Arkansas. That's the mountain biking capital of the world, they say, and that's the home of Walmart. And we're going to be, they have mountain biking trails all through the city, and so we're going to try that out. Mm-hmm. So, and then I also hunt. I bow hunt and stuff for deer, so.
Okay. Okay. And are you quite successful bow hunting?
Well, it depends. I'm on a little 2-year dry run here and stuff, and so
okay.
We'll see. I've been seeing deer lately. The Vikings game this past weekend, I ended up watching a little too long because by the time I got out to my stand, there was a buck standing right in front of my stand, and so I didn't get him, but I was happy with the Vikings win. So I guess it was worth it.
You weren't the only one.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that buck will come back.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to go back to the world of education, Brad. What are some of the endearing qualities that you find in elementary students? I know when I subbed there, it's quite a different world from high school. I always find that if I do sub, that they're constantly pulling on my pants or asking me 5,000 questions all at once or telling me that somebody has said something inappropriate to them, that type of thing. Yep. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but there's so many wonderful things about elementary students. Is that a fair question to just...
Yeah, you know,
what do you find fun about them?
They're very inquisitive.
Yes, yes, yes.
They, for the most part, they are excited about school.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, and nothing against high schoolers, because mm-hmm. I enjoyed high schools too, but mm-hmm. when they enter the school building, mm-hmm. their approach is a lot different. You know, when high schoolers enter a school building, they're pretty quiet, their heads are down, and when yes. elementary kids enter a school true. Building, they're running, they're laughing, they're energy. Yelling, and they just have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, that's development. There's a lot of it as developmental and stuff. And so, yeah, it's, but they're very inquisitive. They're very, I would say, innocent, naive, and stuff. And so, yeah, it's pretty fun. I mean, and my first day on the job as the elementary principal was in the summer, and
yes,
and,
yes, yes.
and one of our high school teachers, her daughter was a kindergartner at the time, and you know, she introduced her to me, and her daughter came right over and hopped right up on my lap, and I said, yeah, that never happened in the high school. Yeah. So, you know, it's just those,
that might be a good
thing. Yeah, it was a good thing. Yeah. I told Mr. Lehman that, and he was like, eh, that's a good thing.
Yeah. How would you explain that? Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah.
But, you know, it's that type of thing where they're very trusting
yes.
of educators and stuff at that age and stuff. So
yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with that position then, I'm sure a part of that is discipline, so to speak. And so how do you necessarily approach a situation like that? Do you find out from the student what's going on and try to be a role model for them, or what? I'm just throwing out the question.
It's all situational,
of course.
And I would say for the most part, you know, depending on, you know, what the kid
yes
did and how they're acting at that time. For the most of the time, the kids know when they're coming in that and they feel bad. And so
yes.
I just talk them through the situation,
yes.
see what we can do the next time.
Yes.
Now, if the kid is coming in and they're being disrespectful to adults at that time, I usually handle that a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I need to let them know who's running the show,
right.
and it's not them.
Right, right.
And stuff. And so, yeah, it's really situational. I bottom line is when they leave my office, I want them to know that
yes.
it's done, it's over.
Yes.
Let's learn from it let's move on. Yes. I still care about them.
Right.
They still, you know, obviously they might still feel bad, and they might not be looking forward to going home because they know that I've called mom or dad. But you know, the next day we're starting fresh.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, as a principal, how much time do you actually get off in the summer? How does that work?
We typically have the month of July.
Okay.
The month of July off.
Okay.
You know, I mean, in June and stuff, we put in our days, but it's not like we're putting in, you know, 10-hour days in June and that stuff. But, mm-hmm. yeah, the month of July, we administrators have that time off. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. This is the first year in a while that my wife and I have not detasseled during the month of July. We usually, with stouts, had detasseled, and this year we chose not to, and you know, got some projects done around the house. So it was nice. We needed that. You know, you needed that. Mm-hmm. Need some time to recuperate and get your energy back up.
Mm-hmm. Detasseling, that's a hideous job. Yeah. As I recall from 100 years ago.
It has its moments.
I guess. Oh, really?
But it's one of those things you can just go down the rows, and you don't have to think a whole lot.
Yes.
And yet you can think. You can have. I like to have conversations. You know, I can think about what I'm going to be doing for staff meetings in August. Yes. I can prepare myself. Ahead of time, as I'm pulling tassels,
absolutely,
and stuff. So mm-hmm.
you are multitasking.
Yep.
What's that multitasking?
Multitasking. And yeah, there's some areas where there's multi tassels.
So, do you, as a family, for example, at Christmas time or any of the scheduled breaks at school, do you go on vacations anywhere? What are some of the great vacations that you feel you've had as a family?
Yeah, so like this past Christmas break, we all went skiing in Colorado, and we've never done that before. And I'd never skied in Colorado. My wife had, and so that was just amazing. Just amazing.
You didn't go off the cliff.
No.
Okay.
But you know, it's yeah, it was just crazy compared to skiing around here and stuff. So we've done that. A lot of our vacation time the past 4 years had been spent going out and visiting Jackson when
right.
we could out in New York and
yes.
stuff. But
yes.
You know, we've done that. Gone to, gone down south a couple times and stuff, but this past summer we went down and did a lot of Gatlinburg and all that stuff. We like to climb and hike and stuff, so any vacation we do is usually very physically active and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. So that's a vacation, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
this is coming from a guy who, you know, a vacation is a Holiday Inn. So.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it's usually getting a lot of steps in. So
that's great. And you really do you have your own gym at home, so to speak?
We do. Especially, okay. And it was great during COVID. We had that, but I prefer going out. We have a membership out to Freedom Fitness, and usually go out there and stuff.
Okay.
I like to, if I go out and drive somewhere to get there, then I know I'm there.
Yes.
And I end up finishing workout and stuff, and so mm-hmm. that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come and talk to our great listeners here in the North Iowa area.
You bet. No, I appreciate you having me.
Well, that's fine, and there will be a bill. So, really, folks, there's not. All right. So, anyway, Mr. Brad Jones, thank you. Happy elementary principal. And I want to thank you all for listening today. And I just want you to know that if any of your children are going to the Forest City Elementary, they are in good hands. Really good hands. That's an elementary staff of great quality and expertise. So, without any more to bother you with, this is Mr. B in his neighborhood saying, I'm off. to get a cup of coffee. All right, bye-bye.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.